Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
We're back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim, and I'm glad you're here on our Christmas Day show. Merry Christmas, everybody. We're about to wrap up our Christmas Day show with our good friend Barbara Weltman. That's barbarawelpman.com. By the way, you can find things that Barbara has taught us over the years on my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. All the interviews that she's done with us. She's an original member of our Brain Trust all the way back to 1998. Her books are J.K. Lasher's Small Business Taxes 2011 and also Your Income Tax 2011, both by J.K. Lasher's but by authored by Barbara Weltman. Barbara, thank you for being here. By the way, your idea of a year-end bonus really struck a chord with my employees. I'm getting IMs all over the place here here's one that says,
put you on the spot.
It says, "Hey boss, that bonus idea is most excellent." So yeah, you kind of opened up a little can of worms there for me, Barbara. Barbara, I want to talk about something else that I know you tell me about all the time. You talk about these things. I know, folks, I know something you might not know about Barbara. Barbara is one of the most patriotic people that I know. Barbara Weltman loves America. She loves being an American. She loves the spirit of America. Barbara, I have always admired that about you, the way you feel about these things, and how grateful you are, as am I. It's just something that you and I share more than any. Is we share a lot of things, but this is something we share completely, and that's how grateful we are to be Americans.
Yeah, and this is a wonderful time to kind of remember that. We all complain. We complain about our government. We complain about our leaders. We complain about. But the great thing is we have the ability to do that. We can complain, and it's just.
That's the best blessing, one of the best blessings we have, isn't it?
Absolutely. I wake up every day and I say, oh, thank goodness I live here. I could have been born into a different place. And it's just, it's such a wonderful thing. I'm reading the book about Robert Morris, who was one of the people who helped finance the revolution.
Right.
And so fascinating about what they went through at that time. And
those guys,
so grateful that they did it for us.
Think about the blessing that this country has, the world indeed has from because of the founders. Sometimes I think those guys were aliens. You know, they were so far ahead of their time. You know?
Well, I just think it was just such a special time. It was just one of those confluences of events that just happened. And
but you know, Barbara, we can't take these things that we're grateful for. We can't take them for granted, though, can we?
No, we can't. And we have to pay attention to what's going on and continue. You know, being grateful is sort of, it involves responsibility.
Yeah, and you know, you are of the Jewish faith. I'm a Christian, and isn't it great that we live in a country where, regardless of how you worship, regardless of how you feel, you think. That we still we live in a country where you can do whatever you want to do with regard to your faith.
Yep, and it's wonderful.
You can worship.
I think some people get a little carried away with this whole separation of church and state and what you could do on the holidays, and you know, I mean, you know, a little rationalism wouldn't hurt in some of these things. You know, what's the big idea of putting up lights?
Exactly. I mean, the thing is why does sentiment have to become intent?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? If you put up something with your faith, or I put up something on my faith, and it encroaches in an area that's public, or it's on a public piece of property, why isn't the sentiment seen first, and rather than some alleged intent on my part or your part? What do you think?
Yeah, I don't quite understand that. It's just people want to be festive and decorative, and they're not trying to say you shouldn't believe the way you believe.
I've got a wonderful story, Barbara. A friend of mine, Jewish family from my hometown, when he was a kid, they were going around the neighborhood to see which home had the best Christmas lights. They were going to report back to the city, and they were going to be given a prize. So they brought the decision back, and they told them that the address. These are the best Christmas lights of all the in all the town. This is a true story. This is probably 50 years ago. And so the people in the office said, "Wait a minute, don't you know who lives there?" They said, "What do you mean?" He said, "Those are the Mullendorfs. Those are Hanukkah lights." And they said, "But they were the most beautiful." He said, "Yeah, but those were Hanukkah lights." So, you know, that's the attitude.
A great story.
That's the attitude we should have, isn't it? It shouldn't matter at all. Hey, Barbara, thank you for being here. Thank you for all the years that you've given us. We appreciate it very much.
Oh, it's my pleasure. And Happy New Year to everybody.
Thank you. Happy New Year to you. Let's have a good 2011 together.
You bet.
Barbara Weltman, ladies and gentlemen, a great, truly a great American. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, wishing you a very Merry Christmas.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.